KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's cloudy and 69 degrees in Atlantic. We look for showers and thunderstorms this morning, becoming partly sunny, warm and humid today. A high of 88 with a heat index of 100 to 102 degrees. We picked up 13 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall here at the KJAN studios this morning. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Authorities say a 24-year-old Western Iowa man has died in a north-central Omaha crash that happened at around 2:20 a.m. Sunday. Witnesses say a speeding vehicle went out of control, crossed the westbound lanes, and struck a parked pickup, a fence, and a utility pole. The driver, Bernard Bramey, who lived in Council Bluffs, was ejected through the windshield and died at the scene. Well, the human remains found last week at a Council Bluffs construction site may offer more clues about the Mormon pioneers who crossed the region in the 1800s. Sister Terry Leite is a research librarian with an Omaha chapter of the Church of Latter-day Saints. She says the area where the human remains were found was likely part of the Mormon trail that hundreds of pioneers followed westward to Salt Lake City. The bones were discovered Thursday and Friday and will be examined at the University of Iowa. The bones are believed to be more than 100 years old. Council Bluffs Police Captain Todd Wedham says his department isn't investigating because the age of the bones means they couldn't be linked to any missing person cases. Police in Red Oak Sunday morning arrested a man on assault and child endangerment charges. 22-year-old Logan Samuel Cachat of Red Oak was arrested at around 9:35 a.m. for domestic assault, simple assault, obstruction of emergency communications, and child endangerment. Cachat's bond was set at $2,600. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest late Saturday night of 46-year-old Randy Allen Etheridge. The Corning man was taken into custody just before 11 p.m. following a traffic stop near Prescott. Etheridge was placed under arrest for OWI third offense, test refusal, and driving while license revoked. His bond was set at $6,000. Police in Red Oak say a woman from Clarinda was arrested Saturday night. 40-year-old Tammy Marie Millison was taken into custody following a traffic stop. Millison was arrested at around 10:15 p.m. on a warrant out of Page County for failure to appear on a driving while suspended charge. She was transported to the Page County Jail, where her cash bond was set at $435. A blown tire resulted in a semi rolling over on Interstate 29 Saturday afternoon about 2 miles north of the I-680 split in Harrison County. The Iowa State Patrol said 38-year-old Stephen Edwards of Kansas City, Missouri, was traveling northbound at around 2:50 p.m. Saturday when he saw a puff of smoke and his 2008 Freightliner semi began to pull suddenly to the left. The semi, registered to Digital Sound Systems Incorporated out of Lenexa, Kansas, went out of control, entered the median, and crossed the southbound lanes of I-29 before rolling into the west ditch. The accident happened at around 2:50 p.m. Authorities say Edwards was transported by Midwest Medical to Creighton Hospital in Omaha for treatment. A traffic stop early Saturday morning in Fremont County resulted in the arrest of a couple from Tennessee on drug charges. The Fremont County K-9 unit stopped the vehicle on Interstate 29, and as a result, 42-year-old Ryan Morrow and his wife, 42-year-old Amy Morrow, both of Harrison, Tennessee, were arrested. They were charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and on weapons charges. Their vehicle, deputies found multiple firearms, including pistols and an assault rifle, along with a large amount of ammunition. The couple was transported to the Fremont County Jail and held while awaiting a court appearance. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, authorities say a crop dusting plane hit power lines just south of Sac City, causing it to crash and killing the pilot. The accident happened around 9:15 a.m. Friday. FAA spokeswoman Elizabeth Corey said the plane came down in a cornfield about 3 miles south of Sac City. The pilot's name has not yet been released. Hazardous materials team member Steve Teske said the plane was fully loaded with fuel and about 300 gallons of pesticide and fungicide. Teske said all the fuel and chemicals were absorbed into the soil after the crash. Steve Hansen, who owns the farmland where the plane crashed, said the Iowa Department of Natural Resources will monitor the site. Also in the news this morning, a long-awaited national cemetery for U.S. military veterans and their families south of Omaha will be dedicated this week before accepting its first burials this fall. The Omaha National Cemetery will be dedicated on Friday at an off-site ceremony in Sarpy County, Nebraska. Once complete, the entire 236-acre cemetery will serve the burial needs of more than 112,000 veterans in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa. Cemetery Director Cindy Van Bibber said the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is expected to complete an initial segment of the property to be used for in-ground casket and cremation burials as early as September. National cemeteries provide burial spaces for honorably discharged veterans, their spouses, and eligible dependents at no charge. In our funeral announcements, Dorothy Baxter Grubbs, age 90, of Adair and formerly of Lewis, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Dorothy Baxter Grubbs will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Helen Hummel, age 86, of Oakland, died Sunday at the Bethany Lutheran Home in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Helen Hummel will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Royce Rudy, age 64, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Royce Rudy will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Harry Mensching, age 100, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Allen Place here in Atlantic. Funeral services for Harry Mensching will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you this hour by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.